Malachim Beis Perichof Hei Pasuk Yud. The Babylonians are engaged in an orgy of destruction of Yerushalayim. They've destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, or at least lit it on fire. The Chazal teach us in Gemara Tainis that the fire was lit on the ninth day of Av and kept on burning through the tenth. And so there's Machlokas, when Tisha B'Av should have been. But we paskin ultimately, like the Chachamim, rather than Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the day the fire was started is the day that we mourn. But of course, the human cost and the physical cost to the land of Yehuda is just beginning. So he destroyed all the big buildings, as Chomos Yerushalayim Saviv, and the walls of Jerusalem, all around. Nasitzu Kol Chel Kastim. The soldiers of the Chaldeans, of the Kastim, of the Babylonians, broke down. Asher Rav Tabachim, that were with the master executioner, the chief executioner, the master butcher. Tabach also means kitchen. He could be the head cook. Interesting to remember, of course, that in Bereishis, Yosef ends up being under Potiphar, Sar HaTabachim, same exact title. Rav Shaker, who we saw by Sancheriv, was the chief butler. So the question is, did they start out as lowly servants in the king's service, or maybe they became honorary appointments that carried these same names because the original guy was just a cook or a butler? Yerala veis yeser ha'oma nisharim bo'ir. And the remainder of the people who remained in the city, ves ha'noflim asher noflu al ha'melech bavel, those who surrendered, the surrenderers. Noflim is a very interesting phrase to use here. Normally the fallen is used to mean those who die in battle. But here, these are those who fell on their knees, on their stomachs, prostrated themselves, who tried to surrender to the king of Bavel. Ve'es yeser ha'homon, and all of the remainder of the masses of the people. Hegla Nebuzaradon Rav Tabachin. Nebuzaradon, the chief executioner, exiled. The Mepharshim tell us that the people, when they heard the voice of Nebuchadnezzar, or the sound of Nebuchadnezzar's armies, came out of the city. Rashi brings down, they tried to throw themselves on the mercy of the Babylonians, but unfortunately the Babylonians were not renowned for mercy, because in fact, the Babylonians were especially cruel to their captives. The ones who surrendered earlier and thought, okay, maybe they'll leave us alone, at least we gave in right away, were exiled right along with everybody else. And in Divrei HaYamim it says, and in Eicha, of course, he killed the young men by the sword in their Beis HaMikdash. He didn't take pity on Na'ar V'Zakein, youth, elderly people, Besulos, everyone. And so many, many of them were massacred, murdered, corpses lying in the streets, trampled beyond recognition. And Nebuchadnezzar said to Nebuzaradan, the Gemara tells us in the Gemara about the Churban, he said, the God of the Jews is merciful and forgiving. Don't let them daven. When you capture them, don't let them pray. So he drove the captives relentlessly before him until they got near Bavel. Al Naharos Bavel. Alad Mas Nechar Eichno Shira Shir Hashem, the famous Kapitel Tehillim that we say all of the 3 weeks. If any of them stopped, he had them torn to pieces. They waited till they reached the Nahar Paros, the Euphrates River, because at that point already it's Golos, and you're not in Eretz Yisrael anymore. And the soldiers ate, drank, and rejoiced, and the captives sat and wept. Yea, by the rivers of Babylon, there we wept, as all the translations have it. And in the meantime, you know, they're rejoicing, and it's described at length. It's a beautiful capital, but it's a heartbreaking capital. As you think about all of these Jews driven away, in our own time, the Holocaust, not even the Holocaust itself, but the aftermath, Jews, young and old, high and low, driven out of places like Poland and Russia and Germany, where they had lived for 1,000 years or more. Spanish Inquisition. That's the thing about Golas. When Hashem decides that there's no other option, that's the one that gets thrown at us. And then we're left to pick up the pieces. Baruch Hashem. Hashem has always enabled us to pick up the pieces. But it's not simple. And finally, Umidala Sa'aretz, from the most impoverished, the Dalim Verekim, the poorest people in the land, Hishir Rav Tabochim, L'chormim Uli Yogvim. The chief executioner left behind as vineyard workers and diggers. Karmim, from the word Kerem. Plowmen, Yogvim, diggers. So they were left to work the land, mainly to provide for the soldiers of Bavel. Others connected to two craftsmen jobs that were unique to Eretz Yisrael. Karmim gathered balsam fruit and made it into fragrant oils, and Yogvim caught the techelas, the special fish that made the precious blue dye, and they could not be replaced. They weren't acting in mercy or kindness towards these people. They just didn't want to be deprived of these valuable commodities that they could produce. So whether they were unique craftsmen or whether they were just the poorest of the poor, that's all that was left in Eretz Yisrael. And we know when the Ramban came to Eretz Yisrael in the 1400s, he said you could barely put a minyan together in Yerushalayim. So the Galus, despite the fact that this Galus will only last 70 years before we re-enter Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash, but the Galus has commenced and we will never be the same.